Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed. And no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine. Let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swine herds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family, announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the hardest things to handle well is criticism. When someone criticizes us or complains about something we've done, most people tend to shy away from conflict and controversy, and I'm one of them. My only criticism or complaint is, why can't we all just get along? Which is really a criticism of criticism. But Bishop Taylor has helped me see that sometimes, not always, criticism can be a sign of effective pastoral ministry. That you're doing a good job as a pastor when you get some criticism. I love that old maxim, the sign of a good sermon is that it comforts the afflicted, and it afflicts the comfortable. If we haven't afflicted the comfortable, at least a little, then we haven't learned how criticism is a critical component of Christianity. Recently, I've delved deeply into the teachings called The Theology of the Body by Pope St. John Paul II. In one sense, he wrote it as a criticism of the great German philosopher Immanuel Kant. Kant himself wrote a book in 1787 called The Critique of Pure Reason, one of the most influential books in the history of philosophy. And it still shapes much of modern mentality. Kant didn't criticize a person, but rather principles what we can know and what we cannot know. My point is not to take sides in that controversy, but clearly John Paul was correct, but simply to say that criticism can be a healthy part of growing and maturing as humans and as humanity. Bishop Taylor is right. Developing a critical eye is key to Christianity. King David is dealing with his own critics in 2 Samuel chapter 16. As he's approaching the town of Bahurim, a man named Shimei comes out, not only to criticize the king, but to curse him, and even throwing stones and dirt at him. Shimei gave a good sermon that day because he was definitely afflicting the comfortable king and his retinue. But David's reaction is both holy and humble and very instructive for us. While his military officers could easily have dispatched Shimei's head, and they very much wanted to, David rather replies, "Suppose the Lord has told him to curse David. Who then will dare to say, 'Why are you doing this?'" David understood the necessary role that criticism plays in the development of people and personalities. He didn't cave in to the common lament, "Why can't we all just get along?" David had learned to turn a critical eye to criticism itself, and he saw its value. Let me draw out just two practical conclusions from this critique of criticism. First, create healthy habits of criticizing yourself. At the end of each day, conduct a brief examination of conscience and reflect on what you could have done better. That's a nice way of saying your sins. Our conscience can be our best critic if we give it time and listen to its counsel. When someone criticizes you or corrects you, refrain from becoming defensive or giving all the reasons justifying your answers, your actions. Rather, listen humbly, like King David, and think, "Suppose the Lord has told this person to correct me." Receive others' criticism as if it were Jesus correcting you. Second, be gentle in your criticism or complaints of others. You know, it's good to call a spade a spade. That is, to be honest and straightforward. But maybe you could tell someone their spade is a really pretty spade. You don't have to use a sledgehammer when you afflict the comfortable. You could use a small ball peen hammer instead. We must hate the sin, but we must love the sinner. Criticize with compassion. It is often said that the church is ecclesia semper reformanda, meaning the church is always in need of reform and deepening her discipleship. Not only do we turn a critical eye to correct the weaknesses of the world, but we must also welcome the world to criticize us, properly speaking. Criticism can be a good thing, because sometimes we can't just all get along. Praised be Jesus Christ.